Welcome to Raising Playful Tots. Raising Playful Tots is a weekly podcast about mums making the most of early years playtime. My name is Melitza and I'm your host. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids of ours that we have. You have young children under 5 years old? This is the podcast for you. Introduce a new play idea. Welcome to Raising Playful Tots, show number 64. This is a bonus audio as I wanted to share with you about the International Postcard Swap. Last show, that's show number 63, I interviewed Zoe Toft from playingbythebook.net about audio recommendations that she had for children. And during the interview, we mentioned about the International Postcard Swap. And you've also done the International Postcard Swap for Families. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I certainly can, not least because I shall be doing it again in May. This is a project that I did last year whereby I invited families all over the world to sign up and send postcards to other families all over the world. So every family got 5 families to send postcards to. The idea was that you shared your favourite book or books, and so people were able to use this as an opportunity to learn about geography, because I arranged it so that you got 5, you got to send 5 postcards to 5 different countries, and you received 5 different postcards from 5 different countries. So actually, we still have our world map up in the kitchen with all the flags on from all the different countries that we sent postcards to and received postcards from, and as well as the opportunity to learn about geography and then cultures, it was also about sharing books that you loved and giving people other ideas of books to go and look for. So that worked really well, and as I say, in May I shall be running that again. So you're more than welcome to sign up. Last year we had, I think it was about 250 families sign up from all over the world, from places I have to admit I hadn't even heard of before, you know, little islands in the middle of the Pacific. I have to say my American geography got an awful lot better doing it as well. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to doing that again and encouraging people to spread their love of books.
Well, we did it in May, and just last week our family received all 5 of our postcards. It was so exciting in our house seeing all these postcards arrive. The kids were just thrilled. So today's show, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the International Postcard Swap and share with you what we did. We took up Zoe's recommendations and we used a world map. Now, we have placemats with a map of the world on them that we use when we're eating. And we do have a really big world map that used to live in our basement, but I can't hang it up right now. It's a poster and I can't find a way of getting it up onto the wall that we can use it really well. And I really miss my Peter's projection, but you know, we don't have it up, and so we have to have the little placemat. So the world is a little different because it's much smaller, but of course everybody gets one because we have placemats. The boys used whiteboard pens because that's what we have. We have a whiteboard at home, so we have tons of the pens. And they had to find the 5 places we were sending in. One colour we coloured those in, and we used another colour to colour in the places that we received. And we did that together. It wasn't a test, so we got out the maps and we talked about the different places. And having a world map as a placemat has always been a topic of conversation, so they're pretty good at finding the countries and helping each other to do that. However, using whiteboard pens on there was probably not the best idea, because of course they wipe off. I don't know why I didn't even think of that before, but that's what we chose to do. Maybe we'd do sticky labels or dots, or I don't know, maybe we'd print out the paper next time. It was really exciting hearing a snapshot of the other people's lives from around the world, and that was really uplifting. We're playing over here in the UK in the same way as they're playing wherever they are in the world, and they're reading very similar things. It was really exciting to see some familiar books, and it was even more exciting to learn about new ones. Being a newbie, I wrote the postcards and chose them for our local area. We sent our postcards to Carmel, Indiana, America, San Jose, California, in America, Selby, VIC, 3159, Australia, Chepstow in Monmouthshire in the UK, and Nodia, I think it is, or Nodia, 2010301, Uttar Pradesh, India. So it was really exciting going to the post office, our local post office, and sending off these postcards. So I wrote down all of the book recommendations that we'd been having with the boys. And we got the stamps, and then the youngest one got to post each individual card, because that's the way he wanted to do it, in the post box, and we waited. It was very exciting to think of all these places, and it really reminded me about pen pals. Do you remember pen pals? I had a friend when I was 9 who wrote to 30 different people. I don't know how she did it. Those were the days, writing letters, buying stamps with your pocket money. Anybody else remember pen pals? The first one that we received was from California, and it was a beautiful handmade card with a watercolor by the child on the front and a book recommendation. The second card was from Brussels, Belgium, and this was in an envelope with a dancing dog on the outside, and this family printed a list of 4 authors with a whole load of books, and that was really exciting because they were Belgium authors. Our third card was from New Zealand, and it was from the place that had the recent earthquake. Not only were there super photo stamps on the front and stickers on the back of the envelope, but there were lots of goodies inside. The stickers were of regional items like kiwis. The postcard was a punt going down the river, and that reminded us a lot of Cambridge because we used to live very close to Cambridge, and so we were very used to going up and down the river on those punts. There was a world map postcard of the islands of New Zealand, and a world map of New Zealand with New Zealand in the middle. Oh, that really threw the boys for a second. To actually see a map where their country isn't in the middle really was like, whoa, where is everything? And so that was really cool. I love that perspective, especially since geography was my major in college, and it made me so excited to see that. They also sent a lovely family picture, and they had some hand-drawn pictures in there, self-portraits. And this family of 4 really put a lot of effort into what they had to send and what they recommended. Our fourth postcard was from Japan, and Japan has a lot of significance for us as a family right now, as my husband is living and working in Asia for the year. He's also very, very passionate about Japan. Very. I've talked about our military life when your husband's away for the year over at Overthinking Mum's podcast, and I'll leave the link in the show notes if you're curious. Back to the envelope. It was checked yellow with a rabbit on the front, and inside there's a lovely letter and lots of book recommendations with along with a pop-up card and a little fish purse. The last card we got was from Canada, and this was a really lovely postcard with another self-drawn portrait by the little one on the front, and we had some Canadian stamps on the back too, and the favourite books that we had, and they were 3 favourite books because it was for 3 people, including the mummy. And what made me smile the most was all of the books that she'd chosen were our favourite books too. Not the ones that we'd said on the postcard, but they were really books that we really love to have too. So it just goes to show that sometimes books can be really, really international. I would really recommend you bookmark this for next year. I can't imagine how much time it's taken Zoe to match up all of these families. So we were sending to different people and we were receiving from different people. And it really was all around the world. Thank you, Zoe, so much for all your hard work. Now, I loved all of the goodies that we received in the cards, and the children absolutely were thrilled. They were looking at it and they re-look at it. It's been up on our pin board. It's now they're on the side so that they can see them, and they absolutely loved it. And then I think back to the fact that I just wrote the postcards of the books that they really enjoyed, and I was kind of sad. And then I thought, you know what? Zoe said really quite clearly in her frequently asked questions that this is a postcard swap, so you should do what you feel. And I was really excited that we could be a part of it this year and that we could share the books that we loved. And every family does something different. So if you have the time and you're able, you can take it to the next level and do all sorts of things. Or maybe you're able to just write a few words on a postcard and send it. The whole act of sharing was what was really great about this. There was such a huge variety of postcards. Now, I obviously wasn't the only one that was doing this international postcard swap. There were hundreds of people that were doing that. So pop on over to a few of these other blogs and see what their postcards were like. I've got a few recommendations for you. I'll leave the links in the show notes, but I just wanted to give them a shout out now because, you know, they really deserve to be recognised for the great work that they did. We've got Wilbert and Herma, blogspot.com, and they had an international postcard swap, was the title of their post. He had A Wandering Mind, and she had an international postcard swap as well. You also had Reading Upside Down and Curious Librarian. I'll leave the links for their international postcard swap entries attached to these show notes. And I'd like to thank you for listening to the show today. This show is a little different from the usual shows because I just wanted to highlight the international postcard swap. I'm also freshly back from Cyber Mummy 11, which is a British UK mummy blogger conference that happened over the weekend. And in the run-up to that, getting the kids ready so that you can go away for a whole weekend and then getting back into the swing of things the following week has meant that this show has been delayed a little longer than it usually is during the week. But we will be returning to more shows and more ideas soon. If you missed the show last week when Zoe was talking about audio recommendations, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that show on your phone, via iTunes or at the site, whatever works for you. You know, I called up my local library as I was sure we would have to pay for audiobooks. Since you do for DVDs, I thought, well, of course, you must have to pay for audiobooks, right? Wrong! The lady on the phone was really surprised when I asked if you paid to loan audio stories. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but now I notice that there's a big sign in the library that you can borrow audio stories for up to 3 weeks, free, in big letters. However, it's in the same section as the DVDs. I wonder if that just puts people off. So I wanted to ask the question to you, the listeners of Raising Playful Tots. Do you borrow audio stories from your library? Is there a big sign that says so? How did you know that you could? Is it free where you are? Do you enjoy doing it? Have you never done it? Are your audio stories right next to your DVDs? Because that was something that I hadn't really thought about until I went to a new library. In a previous library when I was living in Colorado, all of the audiobooks were for free and it was clearly labeled that way and you could clearly see it. And when I came back to the UK, I just assumed that you had to pay for audio stories because they were right next to the DVDs and there was no labelling. And since then, I've been to a few more libraries and I've begun to see that it's beginning to be clearly annotated that you can borrow audio stories. And it's just amazing. After re-listening to the interview with Zoe last week and interviewing her about audio stories, it's been really exciting in our house because we've just got used to having a story about. Just being able to listen to audio stories all the time. In fact, the middle one complains now unless he has a story that he can use to go to bed. A bit worried about that. I don't want it to become a crutch that he has to use a story to go to sleep. He would use any excuse to go not to go to sleep. He's one of those I must stay up as late as I can boys, and I can't get up in the morning. So we'll just have to see how that goes. We have just rotated our book boxes and the kids are rediscovering books that we've had for ages. So I told them that when we went to the library we were going to get audiobooks only. And so no running around like they usually do trying to find books that they want to put into the library bag. They were really surprised, and I spent a good amount of time being able to look at the audiobook selections that they were there. They were unusually calm because now they could look at the books that they were choosing. They weren't just running around trying to grab them and pick them to take home. They actually stayed and looked at the books because they knew that they weren't taking them home. I came up with 4 audiobooks that they liked the look of and thought they would be kind of cool to take home. So thanks for Zoe for the push. And check out the audio mentions and feel free to add your audiobook recommendations to our Facebook page or at the site. You've been listening to a special bonus edition of Raising Playful Tots, and it's show number 64. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye.